Next patient is Mihaela Lobodan. That's M-I-H-A-E-L-A, Mihaela. M as in Mary, M-I-H-A-E-L-A, Mihaela. Lobodan is L-O-B-O-D-A-N, L-O-B-O-D-A-N. Gita, G-H-I-T-A. That's the last word. G is in George, G-H-I-T-A, T is in Thomas. Date of birth is 11-2-1950. Date of visit 9-14-22. Please make copy for Dr. Vivian Bishay. That is V-I-V-I-A-N-E, Vivian Bishay, B-I-S-H-A-Y. Okay, date of consultation 9-14. Next paragraph, chief complaint is abnormal chest CT. Next paragraph is spinal illness. This is a 69-year-old overweight female. Has noticed a lump along her left lower neck area, and stated that it has been present for over 6 months. The patient had a flu-like illness in January this year and had some low-grade fevers, cough, post-nasal drip, and hoarseness for several weeks, and then improved. She also suffered from loss of taste and smell and thought she had a COVID-19 infection, but has been in fairly good health over the past 2 months. She, however, was advised to get a CT of the chest and neck due to the neck swelling. And the CT chest with contrast done on 7/24/22 showed increased paratracheal and subcarinal lymph nodes, with the right paratracheal node measuring 1.5 centimeter and a coronal lymph node at 1.4 centimeter by 1.1, and small bilateral hilar lymph nodes measuring 1.1 centimeter. The patient also had tiny 2 millimeter calcified granulomas in the left apex and mild subpleural ground glass opacity. And no pleural effusions. She presently denies any cough, wheezing, hemoptysis, or chest pains, and no weight loss. Next paragraph, past history includes history for a C-section. Also had a history for hypertension for 7 years. History of diabetes for over 20 years, and history for appendectomy and tonsillectomy. Next paragraph, allergies to epinephrine. Next, habits, patient never smoked. No alcohol use. Worked as a director of engineering. Next paragraph, family history. Mother had a history of cancer of the pancreas. Father died in an accident. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient has fatigue and had mild cataracts. She has sore throat and neck swelling. She has dizzy attacks and coughing spells. She has no wheezing or shortness of breath. She has heartburn and diarrhea and constipation. Denies hay fever. She has calf muscle pains, arm pains, and leg swelling. She has no anxiety, no depression. No bruising, but has joint pains, muscle stiffness. No headaches, seizures, or memory loss. She has occasional headaches, no seizures. No loss of memory, no skin rash. Next, med list included lisinopril 40 milligrams a day, metformin 500 milligrams BID, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, timolol eye drops, and hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams a day, Traceba 4.5 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This moderately obese elderly white female is alert. No acute distress. No pallid sign of the sector superficial edema. The blood pressure is 130/70. Pulse is 88. Respiration is 18. Temperature 97.6. Weight is 200 pounds. HENT announced phallic people's reactive equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the periphery with occasional wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart seems irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities. No edema or carpal tenderness. Reflex in the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Mediastinal and hyaluronic retinopathy. Etiology to be determined. Rule out sarcoid versus neoplastic etiology. Number 2 is hyperlipidemia. Number 3, diabetes mellitus. Number 4, hypertension. Next paragraph, plan the patient will be sent for a PET CT and get a complete pulmonary function study, angiotensin converting enzyme level, SUD rate, and CBC. So also require a surgical biopsy of one of the lymph node, possibly the supraclavicular node on the left side. But we will await the results of the PET CT to send her for biopsy. And a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Vivian Bichet. Vivianne. Vishay is Bishay. MD. Thank you for this consultation, Dr. D'Souza.